Joy Tactics.
Going so low, going so low, so low. Do you know that song?
Going so low.
Well, that's what we can dissect.
Whoa.
Welcome back to Joy
going
Tactics.
Going so high, too. Yeah.
Going so high.
Welcome back to Joy Tactics, everybody. I'm Nate Verone.
I'm Eric Grayhill, 33, white.
I'm Jack Bensinger, open and spiritually looking.
Well, Jack, you look not tea this morning, man. I just am realizing. Bite your lip, bro. Looks like you have to a library to go sort after you did your morning surfing.
Hey, girl, I came in one of the books in this library, but you can't find it. No, that's inappropriate.
Guess which one? Oh, you have to guess.
I'll give you a hint. It's in the geography section.
There is something sexual about the, what's it called? The Huey Dewey index system? What's it called?
Come
the Dewey
on,
Decimal
mate.
System. Dewey Dewey.
Dewey Dewey. Dewey.
This what's can't be an emergency episode.
The Ooey Gooey Decimal bat. System?
The Huey Dewey. The Ooey Gooey Decimal System?
This has to come out on Monday. This is an emergency app after this already? Come on, bro. The Huey Dewey Ooey Gooey Decimal
the
System?
The Ooey Gooey Creamy Decimal.
Index-based.
Decimal? Decibel. Decimal. Damn, I'm all over the map on that one.
Oops, I'm on my Britney shit.
Huey, yep. Dewey, and Louie. That's Huey. Those are those ducks. Remember the sons of Scrooge, the nephews of Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah, I remember them, of course. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Or was it Stewie?
Huey, folks, Dewey, Louie, Louie.
This is a emergency episode. We haven't recorded one of these in a while. And we don't know when this is coming out. Something crazy could have happened, you know, after this. We're recording this on, let's just say, just as a timestamp, January 11th, 2020.
What are your guys' bets? I bet it comes out 2027.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to not be able to record all three of us in a year. It'll probably come out next week somehow.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. Is that Bubbles?
Hey, you guys want to see me go solo real quick?
Protecting us. What's that?
You want to see me go solo real quick?
Yeah.
I'm going solo, solo.
Oh, we all need that. The fisheye lens?
You don't think that we should be the fisheye pod? Yo, hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm back and I'm doing a podcast.
I bet I could create that somehow with a glass. Let me see here.
Okay.
Does this work?
Good on you, Nate. Look how close I could get. Oh, shit.
Wow, yeah, that's sick. How about this?
That's perfect.
Hey, guys.
Look how close my ass could get.
You see that, right?
Looks good.
Man.
Going solo. I think out of the three of us, Nate, you're probably the best at going solo, doing your own thing. I need to be around people all the time.
Well, that's a good thing, you know.
No, it's not. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm okay. But sometimes when Layla goes on like a trip and I'm by myself, the first night I am a little scared, bro.
Oh no!
Not in a cool.
You should
way.
Never be alone. You should, Eric. You should never be left alone.
Like sometimes when we're in the gym in the morning, Nate, and you've like left to the sun already and like we're getting changed. I'm like, fuck, he's already gone to the sun. I have to catch up. It's like pathetic. Something. It's pathetic.
Is it because you're alone with your thoughts?
Yeah, I can't. I don't want to confront what's going on in there. Yeah, exactly.
There's too many creative ideas that it would be just a nightmare.
They're not creative. It's not creative ideas.
It's not creative what's
dark,
going on
dark
there.
Ideas. Yeah.
Yo, I just got a new idea. You've heard of creative. You've heard of lucrative. Lucreative.
Oh.
That's our company name.
Luke new, Creative.
Luke Creative.
Creative and lucrative ideas.
Thank you.
That
yeah.
make money and they are creative as fuck.
Do you see?
Luke Creative. Wow. And then we have Luke Creative Subsidies, Luke Creative Holdings.
Luke Creative Fast Food Franchise Subsidiaries. and management, regional management
media,
offices,
entertainment, restaurants,
TikTok influencers,
transportation,
all ages.
Man,
I wish we had a team of engineers like that work.
We can have
for
one
us.
Like that.
Do you think you get one off of Fiverr?
Not out of five. Not, yeah, you could do Fiverr, but there's also other websites that you're not aware of, dude.
Cinco. I just want one engineer to bounce ideas off of to see like what's possible mechanically.
One Lithuanian engineer to knock it out of the park for you.
I feel like if
what
I had
you,
an,
what could be possible with an engineer for you, Nate? Like what could he or have, she unlock?
I would inspire them to create I'm just on the free energy kick. I would just inspire them to come up with the free energy shit. You know,
inspire them via
it's just a matter of inspiration, because if somebody believes they can do something, then they can do it. So what I would do is, you know that famous thing where it's like people ran the mile in like 4 minutes and it was like impossible, and then after that dude ran the mile in 4 minutes, there was like 10 people that ran the mile in 4 minutes.
Yep.
So I send a vehicle over there and I lie to this fucker and I say, yep, yo, this is a free energy vehicle. You can't turn it on because it's a prototype, but it runs off of oxygen particles in the fabric of the three-dimensional fabric holographic space that we live in. That inspires him to then go out and do it themselves. You see?
Eric left.
Yeah, I know.
The classic Bird. Ask a question and bounce. How's that feel, man? Do you think he would do that to the fucking president? Maybe this president. That was brave, man. So you want to have, why don't you just get, what's the youngest roommate you would have? Male.
The youngest roommate. Male roommate.
Engineer.
I would live with like I guess like if they have a job, you know, they could pay rent.
Well, they're 16.
If they could pay rent, sure. You know what I'm saying? That might be weird. That would definitely be a weird look to go around and, you know, be like, yeah, I'm living with a 16-year-old. But, you know, if they're responsible and they want some mentorship from me, I'm there, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of these young men are lost, you realize.
Yeah, I realize.
And they need men like us to look up to.
It's just about finding us. A lot of young men are looking for me, but they can't find me.
Me too. Just cut the tail end of that. Me too.
Well. All right. 8 minutes down. Let's keep going.
Well, we have to talk about the most famous going solo person.
Alex Honnold. Just,
true.
Who the fuck is Alex Honnold?
Free solo, bro. He climbed Al Capitan with no ropes, and he's about to do it to a skyscraper live on Netflix, and there's a high possibility that he could fall off.
Dude,
and die on camera.
Yes, Netflix is selling tickets to the death. That's what we need.
That shit's fake.
That's
dude.
Crazy, right?
That shit is fake.
He has to die.
Alex Honnold?
I'm sorry, Alex. By the time this episode comes out, you will be no longer with us.
Damn, and dude.
Many children.
You know, words have energy, right? You know that. Bruh, you might be kidding, but you're putting death energy on him, bro.
Bruh. I'm just saying that's the energy that they're putting out there by having an event like this.
Well, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not fabricating that. Shame on Netflix.
It's Netflix's shame that they have to own. It's not right.
Shame!
But I...
Shame!
I don't think I have the body for climbing, well, but it's something that I would like to get into, Nate. You see?
Climbing body just dropped.
Climbing body just dropped.
New
up,
grid
up
post.
45 pounds. Climbing, new climbing body.
Well, that's a... Should there be weight classes with climbing?
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.